Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. While praying on May 28, 2022, a word popped into my head. I heard 144,000. And so I sought the Lord about it and asked if He had a message or something He wanted to show me. And sure enough, I received this message. And in this message, the Lord showed me characteristics that the 144,000 will have. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. There will be a transcript of this in my blog along with the corresponding scriptures, so please go check that out. All right, here is what I heard. I heard the 144,000 is a representative number of the servants that are here on earth. It is those who walk with me in purity. They have not defiled their garments and have not worshipped idols, but only me. Their virginity is spiritual, for they have forsaken all others for me. They are faithful and true. They are my bride. I have washed away their sins, and all is new, pure, and clean. No stains are on their garments. They are white, brilliant white. I have called them into my service. These are my witnesses, for they bear testimony for me. I have sealed my name upon their foreheads, and they are marked for and by me. Their names are written in the book of life. They are humble servants that are submitted to my will. They are hidden in plain sight, and most do not see them. I have called them out to be separate from the world. They are unpolluted, untainted from the world system, for they have come out of Babylon. These chosen ones will rule and reign with me in my new kingdom. They are not a mystery, as some would think, but their ways illuminate who they really are. They are those who have been chosen to walk with me. They follow the Lamb wherever He goes. They are the true followers, the sheep of my flock. They hear my voice. They have endured much, suffered much, and the fires of affliction have cleansed them. Their powers are my powers, to heal, to cast out demons, to command the weather, and to raise from the dead. They shall do even greater works. O ye of little faith, do you not believe that you could be a part of the 144,000? Examine your fruit, and I will show you. So I'm going to say the last sentence again. O ye of little faith, do you not believe that you could be part of the 144,000? Examine your fruit, and I will show you. All right, so that's the end of this message that the Lord gave me. And what I did is I went and looked up 144,000 in the book of Revelation, and you'll find it in two different chapters, chapter 7 and chapter 14. And I went to see what the characteristics were listed there. And a lot of the characteristics in the Bible were actually characteristics listed in this message. So I was surprised when I read that. So that was my confirmation. But there were 9 characteristics that we find in Scripture that were not in this message. And I'm going to quickly read them to you. The first one is that we see in Revelation 7, 4 through 8, that these 144,000, they come from the 12 tribes of Israel. And so many of you are saying, well, that doesn't concern me because I'm not Jewish and I don't come from Israel. So this has nothing to do with me. However, have you all heard about the 10 lost tribes of Israel? If you haven't, then I would suggest that if you have time to go ahead and do some research on them. There is a lot of information on the internet. I'm going to go ahead and read you a little bit about these 10 lost tribes because you don't know exactly your full heritage. A lot of us don't know exactly. We might know that we might have European descent or African descent, but it could go way, way back. We don't know exactly our bloodlines. So let me read this to you about who are the lost tribes of Israel. And I will have a link to a couple different sites that might help you. It says here that the 12 sons of Israel became the 12 tribes of Israel. And God freed them from slavery in Egypt and brought them into the land of Israel that he promised to their forefathers. And then centuries later, King Solomon died, and the Israelites were divided in their kingdom into two. So Israel was divided into two. And the north was named Israel, and it had 10 tribes. And the other part, the other tribe, was in the south, and it was called Judah, and they consisted of two tribes. Now, in 722 BC, Assyria conquered the northern kingdom of Israel. While many of the 10 northern tribes were from Judah, some members of these tribes fled, and they were taken captive to other lands. And these became known as the 10 lost tribes. So it says here, where did the lost tribes of Israel go? It says, captives from Israel's 10 tribes were taken north, south, and east. Some who fled captivity went south into Egypt, while others followed trade routes eastward into the Orient, and some continuing their migration across the millennia. It says, where are they now? Did they disappear? Or did they assimilate into other societies? Or were they persecuted and wiped out? So you can go ahead and finish reading this article that talks about what happens to the 10 tribes. And I have another article there that actually talks about how some of these tribes have been found in different parts of the world. So what I'm trying to say by reading all this to you is that you could be part of these 10 lost tribes. All right, now I'm going to go and read to you the other real quickly. I have a couple other characteristics concerning the 144,000. They come out of the Great Tribulation. That's number two. Number three, their robes were made white in the blood of the Lamb. Number four, they stood before the throne of God, and they served him day and night. That's four and five. Number six, they sang a new song before the throne that no one else could learn. Number seven, they are the first fruits to God and the Lamb. Number eight, in their mouth was found no deceit. And number nine, they were found without fault. Okay, brothers and sisters, so thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me concerning the 144,000. Please go ahead and do your own research. Seek the Lord for further wisdom, for understanding, for confirmation, and revelation.